Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about breathing and grounding to calm the anxious mind. It's important that we breathe, obviously, but how we breathe is important, and staying grounded. These are things that can really keep us in a much calmer place. It keeps the mind from running into circles and cycles and down the wormhole. I wanted to start today with our quote, which is from Thich Nhat Hanh. He said, "Breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which unites your body to your thoughts." This is awesome to remember, that our breath, you know, we think about our breath as just oxygenating our body, right? It is, you know, our letting our lungs and heart, and we think about it all on this physical plane, which is really important. And we want to also remember that breath is the bridge which connects our life, our body, our environment, where we are at in the present moment, to our consciousness. And it unites the body to our thoughts. And those of us who are in anxiety, there is an issue with our thoughts. So why not pay attention to how the body can help us out here? By focusing on breathing and grounding ourselves, we can make a huge difference in our day, in our moments. Life is super challenging. There's all kinds of things going on, and that's probably not going to change anytime soon. This is the way of the world. We are all dealing with something, but we can quickly make ourselves feel better by focusing on our breath. I want you to come back to your breathing, because the breathing will bring you back to the present moment. And we can only solve our challenges in the present. We are actually not in touch at all with the past or the future. We are only touching the present moment. So before you make an important decision, work on grounding yourselves. And by that I mean being where you are in the present moment, by remembering what's important to you. What are your values? Because any decision that supports your values is a good decision. And we can hear our conscience when we take the time to slow down and breathe, rather than letting anxiety and stress run the show, off in the future or stuck in the past, with old tapes playing or new fears playing. That is not what's happening, and we can't make any good decisions or live a good life in that frame of mind. breathing is the best way to control the body and the emotions. When we slow down our breathing, we slow down our thoughts. A slow, deep breath, and you know the kind I like best, longer, slower exhale. That's all you have to remember. If you want to count, if that helps you, if you count in 5 or 7, whatever your number is, if you count in 5 as an example, then exhale 7, 8, 9, 10. Make it longer and slower. Slow, deep breaths help to change the heart rate. It slows it down, and it allows us to be more centered and focused, and we can make better choices when we are focused and grounded. So focus on your breathing and grounding yourself. Make it a part of your regular routine. When you are in a jam and you can feel your anxiety rising, bring yourself into a moment where you can focus on your breathing and notice where you are at and where your thoughts are at. It's such a good feeling to have some sort of control over these emotions. Now, I'm not saying you can't feel your feelings. Obviously, we want to feel our feelings and we want to be connected to life, but we don't have to let them rule us, and we can make time for them and space for them without it overtaking us. You are in control and command of your reactions to people and situations. And I want you to be in awe of the ability that you'll be able to have to stay calm and cool and collected in more and more situations as you go forward. The day is more enjoyable and productive when we can remember to breathe and stay grounded, to stay in the present moment and handle any challenges with ease and confidence. This can happen. The stress level is reduced when we can slow our breathing and we end up feeling healthier. And I hope that today you can face all challenges by remembering to breathe. When you focus on breathing and grounding, you can have an easier and much more enjoyable day. It sounds simple, but you have to remember to do it. You have to keep coming back to the present moment. Now I'd like to go and finish up here with some affirmations you can say to yourself to help you remember to come back, to ground, to breathe. We need to really get this into our brain, into our thought process. We know the negative thoughts are there quite deeply, and they keep coming back over and over again, those anxious, repetitive thoughts. But we can also work on filling our mind with some affirmations that can help us get out of the negative thinking and help us to remember to stay breathing and to stay grounded. Let's begin. I focus on breathing and grounding myself. Life can be challenging, but I can quickly make myself feel better by focusing on my breathing. Breathing brings me back to the present moment. I can only solve my challenges in the present. I am free of the past and future. Before I make an important decision, I ground myself by remembering my values. Any decision that supports my values is a good decision. I can hear my conscience when I take the time to slow down and breathe. Breathing is the best way to control my body and emotions. When I slow my breathing, I slow my thoughts. A slow, deep breath slows the heartbeat and allows me to be more centered and focused. I can make good choices when I'm focused. I focus on breathing and grounding myself. I love the feeling of control I have over my emotions. I am free of being reactive. I am in command of my reactions to people and situations. I'm impressed by my ability to stay calm, cool, and collected in so many situations. My day is more enjoyable and productive when I remember to breathe and ground myself. I stay in the moment and handle any challenges with ease and confidence. My stress level is reduced and I feel healthier. Today, just today, I face all challenges by remembering to breathe. When I focus on breathing and grounding myself, I have an easier and more enjoyable day. I have a few self-reflection questions here, but I just am also reminded that you only have to do this today. Just today, when we think about making changes or, oh my goodness, I have to stay grounded now. How am I going to add this to my laundry list of things to do? Don't have to go there. Just try it for today. This doesn't have to be a dental appointment. This is about just today. Let me stay focused and grounded. Let me see if I can do it just for today. So don't overwhelm yourself. And again, we don't all need to do everything that we talk about here. But there are many, many ways that if we put the effort in, if we can say these affirmations to ourselves, if you could jot down a few as I read through them, if you want to go back and listen to them again, a few that can really help you to just remember to stay present, to stay breathing, and to stay grounded. That would be awesome. And again, you could put it on a sticky note or put it on your phone. And when you see it, just take that moment to take that breath and let it be what it is. Let it bring you back to the present moment, even just for that moment. It's okay. You don't have to do these things perfectly. We fall down, we take a few steps back, but we get up and we go forward again. And when you find the few pieces out of all of these things that we talk about here, when you find the ones that were the missing pieces for you and you put them together, it's remarkable how much your life can change. So if you've been keeping a journal, here's a couple of questions that might be nice to ponder and maybe write about. The first one is, what people or situations cause me to lose my composure? We all have this in our lives. We all have places or people that tend to push our reaction button a little bit faster than others. So write that out. Be conscious of it. Be aware of it. To write it down and see it with your own two eyes can actually make a difference. The second one is, how can I better remember to focus on my breathing in those situations? And again, I'm asking you to consciously write it down so that you can know there's a way. You've thought about it. You brought it to your awareness that you can somehow better remember to focus on your breathing in those particular situations. The third one is, what benefits have I noticed by remaining grounded? Now, this will come after you have practiced a little bit, but many of you may be already doing some grounding practices. You may be setting time aside to bring yourself into the present moment and to ground yourself, whether that be by being a little bit out there in nature in the middle of the day, if you could be in a park or see a tree or just look at the sky and bring yourself into that present moment. And what are the benefits that you notice when you do this grounding practice and take it out into your day and remain grounded during the day? And the fourth and last question that I have for you is, how can I keep the idea of breath and grounding top of mind? So what is it that you can do as a tickler or a reminder that you want to practice breathing and grounding? Maybe you have it on your journal. Maybe you have it on your phone. Maybe you have a sticky note on your mirror that you see in the morning and at night, right? But somehow work it into your day, into your routine. Add it to something that you're already doing, right? Stack it as a habit on top of something else. Maybe you ground after you brush your teeth in the morning. What a great way to start the day, right? I'd be curious how you guys are using this idea of keeping breath and grounding top of mind. If you want to write to me, it's anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which unites your body to your thoughts. And that's from Thich Nhat Hanh. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.